Well, we were asked to look at issues around sustainability as a concept. But interestingly, within the first few minutes, we had a very lyrical, poetic description of the staves in visual terms as a site of changing light, glittering reflections on the water, and so on, and as a place where birds seek shelter and protection, not least because the place is largely inaccessible to humans most of the time. There are some species, such as golden plovers, for whom this is a very important site for part of the year. That's very interesting. Going into kind of bigger, in a sense, more commonly discussed issues, sustainability was seen as having a number of different aspects, obviously. On one side, in a sense, the quantitative, and there's a huge amount of work that goes on there in terms of material science, energy, embodied energy in production of materials and their use, low energy buildings, etc. That's become quite a major component of architecture now. That's there. Lots of solutions are available, not always implemented, but certainly available. But it was pointed out there's also a qualitative aspect to sustainability, which is something a bit more like a mindset or a set of feelings, a kind of empathy. And that maybe that's harder to pin down, but in terms of human engagement, it might be absolutely crucial. Because although low-energy building is great, it's important, super, and so on, we'd all like to live in a passive house which has a £50 a year energy bill and so on. We can't all do that, probably, at the moment. And that sense of engaging in sustainability does seem, if it's going to be real, to require some kind of interiorization, some kind of psychological dimension. So what you could very loosely call the qualitative alongside the technical. And that led to another set of categories, which I think are very important, to do with kinds of knowledge or knowledges. There's a technical knowledge, which is now pretty advanced, on sustainable building. There's an intellectual knowledge, or theoretical knowledge, which is also growing quite fast in the social sciences and other fields around concepts of sustainability, how they are problematized, how to go beyond that, and so on. And, very importantly, alongside the technical, the intellectual knowledges, there is the tacit knowledge, the grassroots knowledge of the dweller. He was an expert on the place because they live there and will tell you lots about it. And indeed, we did get a lot of local information from around the table. The trick is, can those be of equal status in the negotiations? Let's leave that as an open question. There's also a kind of enigmatic question, what is being sustained? What is it that we're sustaining here? The structure is rotting wood. So is the purpose to sustain processes of decay or mud? Or is it to sustain memories? Because there are many memories, but it was pointed out that in terms of these as memories of work taking place, it's probably about two generations back. So these are memories that are fast going into the past and being encapsulated there. Is the purpose to sustain those memories? Or is it to sustain some kind of function of structure, function of place, possibly not the same function all the time, but a changing function? And there may be many other things as well, but I need to be brief. Then there was some discussion around, is sustainability something that you tap into? It's kind of it's out there and you go and get a bit sometimes, because it's kind of an obligation or you're dutiful, or you like it. Or is it somehow much more a question of individual agency or group agency? Is it not something like a big concept, a big other out there that we kind of relate to in, or don't relate to in some way? Or is it something much more in here or among here? And I think that's a very difficult question, and all sorts of issues to go into now around the concept of agency or structure and agency, the difference between the ideal and the real, how you make the difference between knowing about something and actually doing something about it. but maybe that's an important issue for the project. And again, maybe if it's to do with agency, perhaps there's a need to somehow interiorise the issues, to bring them into our own psychology in some way. A couple of other points. Lots of memories tied up here, but as I've said, there's some time ago. And yet, would there be a sense of integrity in this structure? Simply as the well-made object, if you like, the craftwork. People made this. They made it well enough it didn't fall down. It worked. It's solid. It coheres. Is there a particular value in structures, buildings, places that are well made? Because there are, in most cities now, some structures that are not very well made as well. But in the case of these industrial structures, is there some kind of material integrity there that isn't to do with beauty or design exactly? It's to do with it working, but it's to do with it being very well put together. And is that something that's worth sustaining a sense of? Because this was a place of work. This was a place of human interaction, a place of people working together in various ways, of various power relations and so on. Is there a sense that all of that somehow can be sustained, possibly in a critical way, so we don't simply say we want to keep 19th century industrial relations? I don't think we'd argue for that. But we may want to keep consciousness of some of the issues, some of the questions that arise that we could answer in different ways now. Generally, perhaps the project, whatever it turns out to be, and we didn't go into solutions. I was quite glad of that, because I have a horror of anything called a solution, actually. But I'm an academic, so that my job is questions, not answers. But could whatever the project turns out to be, or series of projects, be a kind of either a metaphor for thinking about a lot of other things, not just the site, and would it be a catalyst to processes that went on much longer than the 1.5 years or whatever of the project funding? Now, this is a serious difficulty in all cultural funding, that it's always terribly short term. You get the money, you're supposed to produce an outcome, turn in the photographs and the report and story over. That's a terrible way to do anything. So there are serious questions of sustainability for bodies like AHRC and the Arts Council, but that's probably off our agenda this afternoon. And finally, and again I just put this as a very open-ended question, but it did seem to be one of some moment. Could all the means used in whatever project takes place be themselves sustainable? In whatever terms that means, human relations, energy, material, etc. Could the project not add to environmental damage?